Giving oral evidence to the National Assembly's Agriculture Portfolio Committee, AMA Chief Executive Officer Rocky Mutena said the organization wrote to the government 3 weeks ago requesting for a guarantee to borrow $55 million, which will be used to buy about 250,000 tons of maize.
As of now, the authority has approached both the Minister of Agriculture and the Minister of Finance for a borrowing power certificate for $55 million, which when issued will permit the authority to float this bill issue. The proceeds will be available to the Grain Marketing Board to use for maize purchase this season.
He said AMA expects the GMB to use the money to buy maize for its commercial division as they have to repay the borrowed funds.
We are in dialogue with GMB to ensure that it goes to commercial division because this is borrowed money. We expect that when the maize is purchased, it is traded or milled into millimill and be sold so that we repay the funds that we will have borrowed from the public.
Mutena added that a further $100 million would be raised locally and internationally to buy more grain, adding the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe is advising the authority on how to raise this amount.
RBZ officials have proposed the following, that AMA approaches the African Development Bank through their local office and establish whether they can be in a position to assist. That AMA approaches the South African Public Investment Corporation, which is said to be very liquid.
Maize is not a controlled crop in Zimbabwe. Mutena said the GMB would have to compete with private players to buy the grain on the local market, adding private players have assured them they will also buy grain locally before going to foreign markets. Zimbabwe needs about 2 million metric tons of grain annually, but the GMB has been failing to buy enough maize due to underfunding by the Treasury. The move by AMA complements other efforts by the government and the GMB to ensure food security in the country by buying enough maize to feed the nation. Meanwhile, Health and Child Care Minister David Parenyatwa told the Senate today that the government has set up an interim management team to run the Premier Service Medical Aid Society, comprising officials from the Ministries of Health, Finance, Public Service, President's Office, and the Civil Service Commission. He said the team's key role would be to call for an annual general meeting and consult members on the way forward. Parenyatwa said following developments at PISMAS and other medical aid societies where top executives were earning millions of dollars at the expense of service delivery, the government would soon set up an authority to regulate their operations. There are more than 30 medical aid societies representing only 1% of the total population in the country. Parenyatwa said it is important for the country to explore possibilities of setting up a national health insurance so everyone is covered regardless of their financial status. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.